053, the winter season, Shirisha. Brinda Devi enthusiastically says, O Vrindavanishvara and Vrindavanishvari, just look at the wonderful bower ahead. That is the Shirisha Rituvan, the forest of the winter season. Hey Radhe, hey Shyam, this forest is called Shirisha, Ruchira. Here we see that all the animals are shivering and trembling from the cold. Yet, in some places in the forest, there is still a trace of warmth under the tall trees with their thick, shady leaves. So as the sun is now traveling in the southern sky, Dakshinarayan, its gentle rays are filtering into the kunj. Aho, the beautiful red jaba flowers. A dona flower blouse and a white shawl or chadar of white kunda flowers is coming to greet us. Shirisha Lakshmi, the goddess of the winter season, Shirisha, she's dressed and coming to see us. And what is this Van Devi, this personified season, wearing? She's wearing a beautiful red dress made of banduka and red jaba flowers. And she has a beautiful blouse made of dona flowers. And she's wearing a white shawl over her shoulders made of kunda flowers. She's coming to greet us with her musicians of chirping Bharadwaja and Harita birds. Look, because of the thick foliage of the trees, the sun rays can penetrate them only during the early morning and late afternoon. Nevertheless, the sunstone, Suryakant, platforms keep these areas warm. Thus, it is delightful to see the deer chewing grass as they sit under the trees. But the hairs on the body of the deer are standing erect, and tears are flowing from their moist eyes upon seeing you arriving in the forest. How amazing it is that winter's chilling dew now defeats the strength of the sun. Thus, Suryadev's dearly beloved lotus is withering. Besides Bhagavan, who is not conquered by the force of time? Fearing the cold, Surya hides his wealth of warmth within the sturdy fortress of the gopis' breasts. But hey, Krishna, these gopis quickly offer you the wealth of the sun, its warmth, for your pleasure. Therefore, someone may question, is it proper to reoffer some charity one has received? Namely, the sun has donated his warmth to the gopis. and they re-offered that charity received from the sun planet to their Priyatam Shyam. And in the Vedas, it's considered a sin to give away charity which has been given to you, or to give a gift away which someone has given you. But in this case, there are no strict rules, for the excessive praying of the gopis transgresses all regulative principles concerning charity or reoffering of charity. Seeing the beauty of the winter forest and hearing Brinda's statements, Krishna becomes happy and addresses Priyaji in a sweet voice. "Hey Sundari, look. The bees forsake the withering lotus and eagerly swarm to the freshly blossoming kunda flowers." This is a clear sign of the arrival of winter, when the lotuses wither away and disappear, and the white kunda flowers of winter blossom in abundance. However, the bees, being compassionate, are rescuing Lakshmi from her withering lotus temple, and they are escorting her to the kunda flower garden for shelter. So there the splendor of the lotus is transferred to the kunda flower. "Hey Priye, the cold is Rahu's general for defeating the sun. But because Rahu cannot score a complete victory, then the cold attacks the sun's dearest friend, Padma, Kamala, the lotus. My dearest beloved Priyaji, just look at these ripe, buttery fruits. They remind me of the gopis' breaths rising from the water when I stole their clothes at the Yamuna." Brinda then offers Krishna two soft red Java flowers that are white in the center. Accepting those flowers from Brinda, then Krishna, desiring to offer them to Priya, when he extends his hand starts shaking and his body horripilates with pleasure as he carefully places these flowers next to Radha's ears. Then Radha decorates Krishna's ears with white kunda flowers. Brinda offers a white kunda mala to Radha's hands. But Radha's naturally reddish palms color the garland red, like a red lotus garland. Then in great jubilation, Radhika happily presents these garlands to Krishna. And the garland turns blue, like a garland of blue lotus flowers, when it rests upon Krishna's broad chest. Then Krishna and Radha both start haripilating as Krishna removes the garland to return it by carefully placing it over Srimati's chest. Oh, the kunda garland now appears like a champak garland. Thus concludes the wonderful description of the Shirisha Rituvan, the winter forest surrounding Radhakund, the very beautiful and sweet loving exchanges between Priyaji and Priyatam, Sundar and Sundari. all being orchestrated by Yoga Maya and the Rituvan Devis and their beloved Sakhi Vrinda Devi. Radhe, 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 Radhe